table and dabbed at her mouth. "Serves you right," Grace laughed. "You sound like a bitter old woman." Grace and Hope were sitting in their favourite spot, outside a coffee hut tucked away behind the Albert Memorial in Kensington Gardens. The glass-fronted cabin had no inside seating, but no matter the weather, Grace and Hope could be found there every few weeks, huddled at a picnic bench, catching up on each other's latest news or gossip. On this day, the weather was on their side. It was surprisingly sunny for a Tuesday morning in early February, the kind of weather that tricked you into thinking that surely spring must be just around the corner. Discussions on this particular morning had so far centred around Hope's frustrations at the reappearance of their youngest sister, Faith. She'd been going on about the unfairness of it all for the last 20 minutes. Grace wrapped her hands around her cup and blew across the top of her coffee before taking a cautious sip. "Where else is Faith supposed to go? Most of her stuff is still in our old bedroom at Mum and Dad's. It's her home." Hope shrugged. "I guess. Have you spoken to her since she's been back?" "Only a quick hello the other day. I rang to talk to Mum and she picked up the phone. She sounded quite chirpy." "Mum did mention that you called her. I have to say I was a bit surprised." "Just for a quick chat, don't make a big deal out of it." Hope raised her hands in mock surrender. "Wouldn't dream of it."
"Yeah, right.
Weren't we talking about something else? Faith at home? Being chirpy?" Hope snorted her disapproval. "I'd be chirpy too if I'd spent the last few years dossing about on a beach in Bali or God knows where doing sod all." Hope took another sip of her coffee. "She's been home for 2 weeks and Mum's already running around after her, doing her washing and ironing, picking up the trail of crap she leaves everywhere." Grace smiled. Faith had always been the untidiest of the three of them. Sharing a room with her had been a nightmare. Their cramped bedroom was a battleground. The arguments could range from who had dumped their wet towel on the other's bed to which one of them had left a half-eaten bowl of cornflakes under the wardrobe to fester. The answer to both of those questions was usually, "Faith." "Did Faith mention Rob at all?" asked Hope. Grace rolled her eyes. Even after all this time, Rob, Faith's teenage boyfriend, Hope's current boyfriend, was obviously still a bit of a sore spot for both her younger sisters. "No, why would she?" Grace asked. "That's all ancient history." Hope looked uneasy. "I know, but it's weird to think that I'm dating my sister's ex. It wasn't so bad when she wasn't around, but... well, it might get a bit awkward now she's back, don't you think?" Although Hope's relationship with Rob was only a year old, it had been at least 2 decades in the making. The two of them had grown up together, and Hope had always secretly fancied Rob, despite the fact that he'd seemed to be more interested in Faith. "Why would it be awkward? There wasn't ever anything serious between them," said Grace. "I suppose, but..." "But nothing," said Grace. "Their so-called relationship was so on again, off again, poor old Rob never knew if he was coming or going. You and Rob are in a serious relationship now. You're grown-ups." Hope wrinkled her nose. "I hate that phrase, serious relationship. It makes me feel old and boring." "Oh, do stop moaning." Grace shook her head. "You're supposed to be cheering me up. If I wanted to listen to people whinging, I could go back to work." "You're right, it's silly to worry. Tell me what's going on with you. How's the new promotion?"
"It's okay, I guess. Not quite how I imagined it would be."
"You still finding being the boss a bit tough?"
Grace nodded.
"You have no idea. It's all bloody paperwork and people bitching over rotas. I'm beginning to regret saying yes to the job, to be honest."
"It's still early days."
"I know. I'm sure I'll get used to it.
I just miss the hands-on side of things. I used to love dealing with customers, making bouquets, helping people choose flowers for their big day and all that. I even miss making those boring office reception arrangements."
"You hated doing those."